This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
FBI just announced that they're investigating Epstein's death as murder. It's all coming up. But first, what makes the globalist tick? The world want to know what makes the powerful billionaires tick? Don't you want to know about who runs the global government and what their plans are for you and your family? What's their cosmology? What's their worldview? What makes them tick? And if you know the answer to that, well, you know the answer to everything.
Searing social critic Mr. Huxley 27 years ago wrote Brave New World, a novel that predicted that someday the entire world would live under a frightful dictatorship. Today, Mr. Huxley says that his fictional world of horror is probably just around the corner for all of us. Are the enemies of freedom here in the United States?
Well, I don't think you can say who in the United States. I don't think there are any sinister persons deliberately trying to rob people of their freedom. But I do think, first of all, that there are a number of impersonal forces which are pushing in the direction of less and less freedom. And I also think that there are a number of technological devices which anybody who wishes to use can use to accelerate this process of going away from freedom, of imposing control.
But that's something they don't want you to even discuss or look at. But it's our mission to actually dig into who those people are. Turns out the most powerful consortium of parallel governments, what the group called it 13, 14 years ago when they did a PR push, they called it a parallel world government. That was Bill Gates called it that. And they were meeting in secret locations in New York, and locations in New Mexico, and locations in the Caribbean. And they were training larger groups outside of the central cult from there. And of course, you know that cult and its maitre d', its master of ceremonies, its hotel manager, as Jeffrey Epstein. And of course, then his girlfriend, whose father had formerly run that job for British intelligence and Israeli intelligence as well. And that's all come out in the news now. You know, I told you about it more than a decade ago, but Epstein was only one player in the larger house of cards that is coming down. And now we see Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, caught up in the spider web.
Going to Pizza Express in Woking is an unusual thing for me to do. I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time.
What do I really want to do here on air is I want to tell you about what's coming again in 10, 15, 20 years. Instead of just pointing out all the things I was dead on about, why don't we get into more and more here on the show? What's coming next? Because that's really what everybody wants to know. And, you know, I do know what's coming next.
When you look at a street light, what do you see? Municipalities see them as one of the largest portions of their energy costs. Streetlights are everywhere. So what if you take all those streetlights and make them hubs of smart technology while helping provide their communities with significant energy savings and a safer environment? What if you could add programmable street signs to reroute traffic, or digital signage to announce events and advertise merchants? What about adding accent lighting or audio features to play music and make announcements, or public safety options for important messages? All of these things are possible.
The Smart City Ecosystem Framework, a model for planning smart cities. Google tells us all about it. And then it ties to this, fears of 5G weapon system in the UK after conspiracy theorist takes apart a light and shows people secret 5G, but still, he's the bad person.
It's nothing more than a weapon. Now, I know it's masquerading as a light, but it's a weapon.
And I thought I'd show you the first known article exposing the 5G by name. 9 years ago, new streetlights do have Homeland Security applications. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. And I and Paul wrote that article back there 9 years ago. And now smart streetlights to track everything we do all the time. That's 6 years ago. And now a few years later, the sci-fi future of lamppost. Remember when Drudge linked to Paul's article 9 years ago? the media came out and said it wasn't true. We had made it up. Just like I made it up that Jeffrey Epstein was working for international intelligence agencies blackmailing. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country. And it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go. And they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
During this incredible age of information overload, deciphering, breaking down the forces of evil and the forces of good, contending over the destiny of humanity, InfoWars is the destination for those that want the truth and those that believe humanity deserves and has a fighting chance. It is Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have several very informative, important guests joining us today in studio. But before I get into that, let me lay out some of the incredibly important news. Now, 20 minutes before we went live, we had crew actually watching some of the congressional testimony in the Judiciary Committee. And boom, there was the admission that the FBI is conducting a criminal investigation of organized crime carrying out the murder of Jeffrey Epstein. So you talk about the collapse of an official narrative. This is spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. You've got all the pedophilia rings coming out. You've got the Queen's son implicated and connected to it. They're doing a limited hangout by diverting off into the 17-year-old woman, hoping everybody just stays focused on that. You've got globalism itself being exposed. It's an amazing time to be alive. We're going to be laying all of that out here. And no one has this video clip yet. We've been checking on Twitter. We've been checking on YouTube. Because it literally just happened, and it's hard to back up live streams when they're live. But we've been able to do it. So as we speak, they're cutting these clips out. Now, it turns out they're having a hearing on Epstein's death. Even though the hearing was about other matters, it's being brought up. This is big. And so we will have some of those clips for you by the next segment, and then more throughout the hour. But it's ongoing. It's a Kit Daniels article that he hammered out very quickly. More is being added at InfoWars.com. FBI now treating Epstein's death as a criminal matter. FBI probing possible criminal enterprise. Those are quotes, says Bureau of Prisons director, because she's being asked about his mysterious death in there. The FBI is now treating Jeffrey Epstein's death as a criminal matter, according to Bureau of Prisons director Kathleen Hawk Sawyer. During a Judiciary Committee hearing today, Sawyer said the FBI is probably the possibility of criminal enterprise, close quote, involving the death of Epstein. Sawyer was responding to questions from Senator Lindsey Graham, who asked the FBI was probing both the possibilities of major malfunction and criminal enterprise attributed to Epstein's death. It's near the beginning of the hearing. We have the live hearing posted there, but we are grabbing it out right now. And now Zero Hedge Boom has it as well. So good job, ZeroHedge.com. So that is all breaking right now at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, as well as ZeroHedge.com. And again, that's an ongoing hearing. We're getting the clips together. I was just right before the show, right before I went live, almost got late on air. If I had to air that little special report that was still informative, because I just wasn't ready to go on because I was in one of the studios looking at the raw footage, and it's spectacular. Because the whole House of Cards is literally coming down on this. There's a lot of fun stuff going on. Eric Swallowswell, who famously said that we'll be able to confiscate all semi-autos nationwide. He was Beto before Beto was the big, we'll confiscate your semi-autos, damn right we will, superstar, and got all the other Democrats to agree. Swallowswell, remember last year, said we'll use nuclear weapons on American gun owners. So that deserves to be revisited. But it's big news, what they're calling Fartgate, and he's now known as Eric Fartswell. And I got to tell you, you know, I like to have some juvenile fun occasionally. I like to have some fun occasionally, you know, with all this serious news. But it turns out scientific forensic evidence has been done with an infrared scan of Mr. Swallowswell. But first, let's go to the raw footage of him on Fartball with Chris Fartswell, who's known for flatulating on air. Himself, famously. So there's a debate about, because it's a real live feed, which one was firing cannons on air. Here it is.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
Now, you notice Kennedy's head went back into the left because he was shot in the front on the right. The bullets went out the back, so the back into the left. Well, now the forensic expert, you see him rise up and... Now, he's denied it happened, but it turns out it was on the live feed. And people are strategizing, is he lying or was it Chris Matthews? And it's become a big conspiracy. They're announcing that they're going to sue anyone that questions the official story that you did not hear a fart. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, but that's where things are now. I've got, what, 7 lawsuits against me right now for questioning official stories, which we should all do, and we get lied to all the time. But don't question who farted. Was it Chris Matthews or Eric no longer swallows well, but Eric farts well? But let's get serious. We've got some forensic evidence here that shows exactly who did it. A major heat signature and gaseous signature from the man who threatened mushroom clouds on Americans if they didn't turn their guns in. Here it is.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from
Again, folks, that's not actually infrared. You'd have to have an infrared camera actually scanning heat to pick that up. That's a joke. I'm not trying to put off fake video. Like Carpe Noctem shows a Biden groping Biden in the media, CNN, and others said he put a fake video out of Biden groping Biden. No, that's called a joke. That's called a joke. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know there was already a Biden meme of it. No, Biden did not grope Swallowswell. Okay, this crew is the best. They pulled that up within a half a second of me saying it. I don't know how they did that. That was magic. That was not pre-planned. Now we just tried to put a fake video out of Joe Biden smelling the fart. Oh, my gosh. Can we combine those two together? It'll be tonight, dun, 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 ABC Nightly News. Alex Jones has done it again, a fake video. Joe Biden did not huff Eric Fartswell's gas. I decided I'm going to go back to joking around on air. I used to do it. People liked it. And I don't want to say I'm depressed, but I'm sick of being so serious. It is a serious world. I'm going to be serious 90% of the time. Like I used to be, I was 10% of the time screwing around, and I'm going to have some fun. Before we get into all of the really serious news about the murder of Jeffrey Epstein and the FBI is now open to criminal investigation, that's up on Infowars.com. The video that nobody's got will exclusively be posted, I'm told, very, very quickly to Rob News Twitter, and we'll post it there. But if you want more comedy, document cam shot, please. Which one's real and which one's fake? ABC News, Justice Ginsburg admitted to hospital for routine emergency surgery. Misses next few oral arguments. Is that a real comedy headline? Or is it fake? Or is this fake from Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWars.com? South Dakota spends nearly $500,000 on anti-meth ad campaign with tagline, "Meth, we're on it." Woo! Meth, I'm on it. Meth, we're on it. Which one is real? Which one is fake? Can you imagine being so unself-aware you put out an ABC News headline, Justice Ginsburg admitted to hospital for routine emergency surgery. Misses next few oral arguments. And she has totally reasonable stage 4 pancreatic cancer. She's going to live a long time. And then meth, South Dakota says, we're on it on roadsides. Which one's real? We're breaking it all down. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, whatever you do, don't share those links. Roll over and die.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We are living in a time of incredible change. And when you've been out at sea in a storm, you're thrown overboard, you toss, you turn, and if you're blessed enough to make it to shore, when you're going over those reefs and rocks in the first sand, you might cut your knees up, you might be confused, you might be nauseous, but at least you've made it to land. And I see that as the process humanity's going through. We can give up hope now that all these skeletons in the closet are coming out, now that we're learning just how corrupt and evil the establishment has become. It's depressing, but it was already going on. At least we know it's there now, like a cancer that can be removed. And that's not a good process. It's not a fun process, but there's still time to reverse the situation. Knowing is literally half the battle. Now, we have the story up on InfoWars.com, and as far as I know, as we look for it, we have the exclusive video. More of it is coming. FBI now investigating Epstein's death for signs of criminal enterprise. Bureau of Prisons director says FBI now treating Epstein's mysterious death as a criminal matter. Very, very important. U.S. charges two jail guards over Jeffrey Epstein death. That, of course, is broken. We're going to be getting to all of it, but here is the segment where the head of the Bureau of Prisons, Lindsey Graham, is questioning, gets into this. Here's the director, Catherine Hawk Sawyer. Here it is.
I wanted to talk about the death of Mr. Epstein. Do you concur with the opinion that it was a suicide?
That was the finding of the coroner, sir.
Okay. Do you have any evidence to suggest otherwise?
I do not.
How could this have happened?
Unfortunately, sir, this thing is the death and the whole situation is still under the investigation of the FBI and the Inspector General's office, and I'm really not at liberty to discuss specifics of this case. I can discuss issues around institutional operations, but I can't specifically talk about that particular issue.
Okay. With a case this high profile, there's got to be either major malfunction of the system or a criminal enterprise at foot to allow this to happen. So are you looking at both? Is the FBI looking at both?
If the FBI is involved, then they are looking at criminal enterprise, yes.
Do we have people in custody today of this high-profile nature? Have we done anything to adjust since Mr. Epstein's death?
Sir, we take every inmate's life very seriously in the Bureau of Prisons. A high-profile inmate is no more important or significant in terms of our operations than just the average inmate that comes our way.
I mean high-profile, somebody's on a suicide watch.
I would like to explain our suicide watch system, if I may. I can't talk specifically about Epstein, but we have different tiers of response if we identify an inmate who appears to be having suicidal thinking. And I came into the Bureau as a psychologist. I've worked with lots of suicidal inmates. I was warden in our psychiatric facility in Butner, and I know how difficult it is to always be able to predict who is suicidal and who is not. But once an inmate is identified as potentially suicidal, we have a suicide watch operation that we can place them in. It's a very stark, very difficult setting where everything is stripped from the room except a mattress. They get a coarse gown like to wear that cannot be twisted in any way that they could hang themselves from it. They have one mattress and one blanket, and they are watched constantly. There's nothing else in that room.
Is Mr. Epstein on suicide watch?
Yes, he was. However, the average time on suicide watch is only about 24 hours because it is such a stark and actually depressing situation. We then can move them to another tier of observation, which is called psychological observation.
Did that happen in this case?
I can't speak specifically, but I am sharing this with you so that you understand our procedure, sir.
All right, and more coming on that. But, we think it's a suicide because that's the official story. We never want to throw others under the bus, but we're looking at it as a criminal enterprise, and two jail guards have been charged in association with that. So we'll be looking at that more later in this hour and the next hour. And we're going to have more of those clips for you. That is posted at Infowars.com. FBI now investigating Epstein's death as a criminal enterprise, says the director of the Bureau of Prisons. Now, let's get back to what I was covering last segment, since we're in the whole comedy vein here. Swallowswell is on television. He rises up. Sounds like there's a large amount of gas released. And then it's confirmed that was indeed on the live feed. So was it Chris Matthews or was it him? And I'm simply saying, whether it's something silly like this or babies in incubators to start the Iraq war that Saddam bashed the brains out of, which didn't happen, it's our right and our duty to question all of this. But Swallowswell has gotten very sanctimonious. I got a call last night, right after Hardball ended, from Millie Weaver, and she said, have you seen this? She sent me a link to it on Twitter. It had 10,000 views. In 5 minutes, it had 300,000 views. Then there were hundreds of versions of it this morning with millions of views apiece. I mean, just everywhere. This has gone totally viral. And the jokes, the way people are riffing like jazz off of it, calling him Fartwell, saying it's the clearest thing he's ever said, it's the most honest thing he's ever said. I mean, the jokes are incredible. I spent about an hour last night, an hour I'll never get back, looking at all the jokes. And this morning, my phone was ringing. Dozens of people were sending it to me. It's just funny how I can capture somebody's imagination, because it's not just hot air coming out of Swallowswell, or Eric Fartwell, as he's now known. It's that if you question him, they get so upset, they get so sanctimonious. But for me, and for others, it brings up the fact that this is a man. I can read the quote here. There's an article on Infowars.com that quotes it by Tom Papert from NationalFile.com. Where he's the guy that threatened to nuke gun owners if they didn't turn their guns in. He went further than that, though. He didn't say, I'll just come to your door and confiscate them. He said, we'll use nuclear weapons on you. So I want to speak to that later, because it's a very important issue. Not that he made that threat. That's important, showing his mindset. But the fact that the U.S. had thousands of nuclear weapons and couldn't beat the Vietnamese because they wouldn't give up. And you don't use nuclear weapons to kill armies. You kill them to wipe out entire populations or damage infrastructure or foreign militaries. You do it to wipe out civilization. And if they try to take the guns, that's what it'll do. But it won't be nukes that are getting dropped. It'll be a civil war that levels the leftist parasite establishment. And once it starts, if it does, no mercy can be shown to these individuals. They're going to have to be totally routed out. And I don't want to go down that road. But if they keep pushing it with their pedophilic avarice, that's where this whole thing is headed. Now, I said I'd get to it this segment, but I ran out of time. When we come back, which story is true and which is false? Did South Dakota really say meth were on it? It's an article on Infowars.com. Find out. Or did ABC News really say Justice Ginsburg's admitted to the hospital for routine emergency surgery, misses next few oral arguments? We'll hit that, I promise, right when we come out, and then all the other news that I haven't even begun to scratch the surface on. But it's fair to say the house of cards that's Jeffrey Epstein and the blackmail pedophile rings hasn't just fallen. It's fallen and knocked a giant hole in the entire power structure's ship of lies. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com. Please spread that link, NewsWars.com, NewsWars. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern ball reveres. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Something I've noticed about really evil people is that they are what I call tone deaf to how things they do come across. And they may be really, really cunning when it comes to doing evil, corrupt things and conning people that are stupid. And they can also tend to be extremely, extremely bold. And because normal people aren't seeking out power and control, we tend to just advocate the authority and step down and give it to them. Now, I'm not saying that whoever came up with this PR anti-drug campaign in South Dakota is evil, but they're either extremely autistic or so sociopathic that they don't even have a sense of humor, and they don't have depth that you would find in a shallow rain puddle. But you see this where the establishment does things that anybody who's conscious would tell them isn't going to go over well. Like Hillary Clinton looks like a jack-o'-lantern demon. Her face is scarier than the headless horseman's, the pumpkin he's got in his hand, jack-o'-lantern-esque. But she does that sharp face and that weird, crazy smile everywhere in person, and people actually are scared of her, and there's a mass Stockholm syndrome where her followers deep down know she's a vicious, warmongering, child molester-supporting criminal. But then you have to ask the question, why do all these leftists then follow her? Because they believe she's the big, tough mommy that could get things done. I was in an airport about to fly out to L.A. in August when Jeffrey Epstein was announced dead, and we walked on the plane. I shot a video in the plane before they closed the cabin door, and I heard a whole bunch of leftists, men and women, couples, most of them middle-aged, go, "We're glad she killed him. That shows the world we're tough. Better than Trump. He'd never have the will to kill somebody like that." And I talked about that at the time. Those people didn't realize what they sounded like. But really, it was because they were so weak and so soft, like Hillary, that they project this power. So other weak, empty people then pick up on that and say, well, if this sack of garbage that can hardly walk has got half the world scared of her, well, then she must be powerful and I must be powerful. So they're basically birds of a feather fly together. Now, we've talked a lot about Brian Stelter. In almost every photo of Brian Stelter that he officially releases through CNN as a public relations photo, he looks like an abject demon. Let's do a wide shot, please. I mean, zoom in on that and then show people that photo in HD. That is the look of a homicidal child molester or rapist, in my view. I'm not saying he actually does it, but let me tell you, when kids are getting raped, that's the type of face they see. That's just a fact. That is the face of the demon. Now, would you buy a car from him? Would you let him babysit your young son or daughter? Would you marry him? No, you'd run from him. And then, of course, the book cover matches the interior. He's an anti-free speech, anti-American, anti-gun, anti-Christian, anti-God piece of filth. But he, in hundreds of publicity photos, releases photos where he looks like a psychotic killer. I mean, that's a Halloween mask right there. That's a predator that's so into himself that he doesn't see what he is. Because to him, it is a mask. There's no smiling. There's no happiness. There's nothing but avarice and self-loathing that he's projecting out. I mean, that is a sack of garbage right there. Look at that. I mean, just hundreds. I'm fascinated with him because so many of these globalists, you watch a CFR meeting, they all act like that. They all smile and they all creep around. Everybody hates them. Women hate them. Society hates them. That's why they like putting fluoride in your water and giving you deadly vaccines and running your life, because that gives them that little added secret you don't know that they're really wrecking your life. Because, yes, he's a sack of garbage turned over to Satan, but he's putting poison in your water so he gets the last laugh. He's coming for you. Now, let me get back to what I was covering. The reason this is so important is I saw this yesterday on Infowars.com in the afternoon, and I thought it must have been a joke. I didn't think it was serious. And then last night, I looked at it and I said, oh, my God, is this real? I said, Paul Watson doesn't write satire articles. And sure enough, it was real. And then I began to go to the site, the state website of South Dakota, and I began to look at dozens of ads they put out. The first one is the symbol of the state. a rectangle, like a cow udder hanging off the back, and it says meth were on it. So that's kind of the meth titty right there, you know, the hind tit hanging off right there. We take down the cube, you can see it. So that's like a big breast full of yellow meth. They even made the state yellow, I guess, like meth is, or some types of meth. So meth, we're on it. Looks like a diseased mammary gland filled with poisonous methamphetamine. Now, it gets better. These are, look at this. Meth, we're on it, football players. Meth, I'm on it, a black guy at a coffee shop. Meth, I'm on it. Meth, we're on it. Now, how did this get approved? Who didn't see what it was? And then how did it get passed down by government, everyone too scared to saw it, to say, this is an insane idea? You know, I've tried to find out, we don't know yet, whoever the director of PR for the anti-drug campaign, the state's money, I guarantee you came up with this. They didn't want to tell he or she, hey, this is a terrible idea and is the most unintentional comedy in the universe. But it's an example of how, when you get an up-down power structure, too, no one will... Is this who came up with it? Okay, I'm going to find out more during the break. Okay, well, then we'll find it. You guys found it. We'll come back and tell you more. So this person is either seriously autistic, in my view, or there's the funniest comedian ever, but it's not a joke. Now, so meth were on it is a real campaign. Not speed kills, meth will destroy your life, losers use meth, you go to prison if you use meth. No, meth, we're on it, meth, I'm on it. Now, there's the old cowboy, the old guy, you wouldn't think he's on meth. He doesn't have meth mouth, but, you know, meth, he's on it. And it goes on and on. There's a problem in South Dakota, and we all need to get on it. Because together we can... get meth out of here, I guess. But if you use it all up, yeah, there won't be any left in the state. So this had to be done on purpose. This is a sick joke. That's another thing these psychos will do. Some of them don't have any humor. Others do. It's always a sick form of it. But it shows the total disconnect that this was. And, oh, I forgot. Last night, the news was defending. It was like, well, this is a controversial ad campaign that's turning heads. Is it bad? Does it make sense? The fact that we have to have a discussion, like, is CNN right that men can have babies? No, CNN's not right. And they're just trying to get you to accept that if there's peer pressure, you better let men in your girls' showers. And you better, you know, when the man shows up and he wants a pap smear done to his cervix, you better give him one, even though he doesn't have a vagina. It's all part of them training you in a cult to accept whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. So that's that. And that's where we stand as a civilization. That's where we stand as a society. And it's very, very dangerous. And it's only getting worse. Because is this a sign of plunging IQs, a sign of mass mental illness? We know that people don't have attention spans anymore. Every metric shows humanity's in crisis. And admitting that is going to lead us out of it. Admitting we have a problem, finding out what the problem is, and how to reverse it is key to our species. Let's do it together. It's not work. It's called survival.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Up with this because it is really a window into the mind of bureaucracy and yes men. South Dakota governor, we don't know who came up with the meth we're on it as the new state motto. South Dakota governor doubles down on bizarre anti-drug campaign targeting meth, where it shows groups of people saying we're on it and others individually saying I'm on it. And, of course, they're not backing down. They're defending it. Ladies and gentlemen, those articles are up on InfoWars.com right now. Meth, we're on it. South Dakota's anti-meth campaign raises eyebrows. Well, don't ask questions. Government just said that. Now, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg story is not true. Justice Ginsburg admitted to hospital for routine emergency surgery, misses next few oral arguments. That's because they keep saying, oh, she's in great health. She just had three or four surgeries this year. It's pancreatic cancer that most people only live about 4 months. 98% die within 1 year. But if you question that, you're a conspiracy theorist. But that is a joke. I mean, the thing on South Carolina is not, ladies and gentlemen, and that's just par for the course. But if you believe that men can have babies, well, then you believe that saying meth were on it means that you're on the problem. Of course, it turns out the DARE program and things in the 1980s and early 90s actually caused people to get on drugs. Because they come in and advertise it and tell you how to use it. And turns out the leftist-controlled CIA was shipping it in and put out the crack cocaine recipe. Doesn't mean the whole government did that, but that's what went on. That's declassified. Just like they put fluoride in our water to lower our IQs and give us cancer. Just like the vaccines are spiked on record with cancer viruses and so many other things. There's an agenda to dumb us down by the scientific elite that's international and have international treaties with the UN. And they're working against America, and they use the compartmentalization and the magnitude of the crimes they're committing against us. To hope that it's so huge, we just can't even believe it or don't even know how to tackle it. When really, there is a post-human, anti-human agenda going on. What's running it? The devil? Aliens? Whatever you think's running it, that's the agenda. You can't deny that. You can't deny fluoride's put in the water to brain damage you and lower fertility, and it does, massively. You can't deny that 5G massively grows cancers. You just pull that up. It's all admitted in major studies. You can't deny that GMO is leaking RNA and DNA into our cells and causing cancer and mutations. You can't deny any of this. You can't deny it's being deployed and done by design. You can't deny that they're dumbing people down through the educational system, and you can read it in government documents and WikiLeaks that they admit they're doing it. You can't deny there's a program to break up the family. You can't deny any of it, ladies and gentlemen, because it's a fact, and it's going on. Guys, can I have my folder over there on DNA Force, please? I forgot to put that back on my desk. And I need that, please. I want to plug DNA Force right now, and then I'm going to get back into the news. But speaking of the subject that I was just covering, here's the governor of South Dakota defending the Meth We're On It campaign.
Solutions and hope, and how every single one of us in South Dakota can partner to be on meth. Really, the tagline is, I'm on meth. And what it's talking about is that each one of us, no matter who we are, that we're on the case of meth, that we're protecting our family, we're protecting our friends, we're protecting our communities from this epidemic that we see, and that we're all going to be taking some responsibility and battling it and making sure that it's not going to have a place here in our state in the future.
So, I left it in the other studio last night. I did all of Owen's show yesterday, so it'll just be in there. Thank you. That is a shocking video, isn't it? Way more shocking than Swalwell farting on national television. Was a big one, though. And he even lifts up, you know, to get it out of there. Because she's saying the same slogan over and over again is a sick joke. I'm on meth, you're on meth, this shows we're on meth together. Always doubling down, never saying it was a bad idea. That's how from the top, guaranteed people said, this is a terrible idea, but whoever was on top said, no, we're going ahead with it. I didn't even know this video existed to the governor 20 minutes ago when I first heard talking about this on air. I said, but you know somebody up top doubled down and said, no, we're going ahead with this. A national campaign, I guess, is all that could outdo this. Of saying America's on meth. And then people complain, they just double down and say, no. It's a good campaign. But it really shows the pig-headedness and the insanity of these individuals. Now, We have a guest scheduled to be in studio next hour, and I'll tell you about that guest once they're here. But it's a really, really big subject, and it ties into everything we're talking about. So that's coming up. Let me first, though, just tell you about DNA Force Plus. DNA Force Plus is something that could save this country and could save the planet. And that's not an exaggeration. That's really true. If people take action and expose globalism and its anti-human agenda, then we'll be able to really change the world together in a big, big way. So that's just on its face. And buying this product funds our operation and makes our operation possible. So if this was full of sawdust, it would be a really great thing to fund our operation. It's not. DNA Force Plus has the PQQ and the CoQ10 in it, of the very best types you can find out there, with a lot of other things that Mother Nature has produced that are known to help it get past the blood-brain barrier and into your cells. And PQQ is certified in legions of studies to help regrow mitochondria and make the cells last and live longer. And it's known to make telomeres in the DNA last longer and not divide as fast. So they don't grow telomeres, they just make the telomeres not shrink as fast, which is the same thing from another direction. And then it's got these other known ingredients in it that are just incredible. You talk about skin health, heart health, brain health, every cell in your body. And it's the Japanese that over a decade ago discovered this, and it's the number one product. PQQ and CoQ10 together are the number one thing in Japan. They are the longest-lived people in the world for any large industrialized nation. And now it's all the rage here. We brought you DNA Force Plus, I guess it was about 5.5 years ago, and said it was the next big thing, and it is. And it really deserves the next big thing, and now it's being adopted all over. But if you go to the store, you'll see little bitty bottles of CoQ10 or PQQ for $30, $40, $50. A lot of it's synthetic. It's not high quality, and it's overpriced. You get a big bottle of this, and if you try to get something similar to this at a lot of what they call medical clinics that are called clinical class, they still mark it up 5 to 7 times. So it's $300, $400. Then they mark it down to $200. And because your doctor's selling it to you, it's not prescription, but you still pay it. If you get this at its regular price of $140, it's a great deal. But at half price, it's $74 right now. And when we first came out with this, it was costing us $50-something a bottle. I signed a 2-year contract. It made it even stronger, got a better deal on it. So it's not costing us that much, that bottle. But it's still costing close to that. And you're not going to get PQQ and CoQ10 with these other ingredients at this level, anywhere near this price, anywhere. And other places you buy it are globalist or New World Order and are funding, going for your guns, going for your family, trying to destroy our sovereignty. So getting your PQQ and your CoQ10 and these other great products that are in one pill from us is a total no-brainer, 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Again, 888-253-3139. And just commit to get DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com today, and we can continue to operate and hopefully expand in the face of globalists who are working around the clock to shut us down. We'll be back with hour number two. Please stay with us.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.